Defense lawyer Tonderai Patasara of Mupanga Patasara Attorneys, who has been assigned by the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights to defend the girls' members arrested and released recently after publishing details of state brutalities against their organization, told Studio 7 that police should stop harassing the defenseless Zimbabweans.
Section 89 of the Constitution allows organizations to operate as they are doing. So their activities, they are lawful.
Patasara said it is not mandatory under Zimbabwe's current constitution for non-governmental organizations that are currently being harassed by the police to register under the Private Voluntary Organization Act. He said the organizations, including girls, are already registered under the country's common law. Patasara said it is not an offense for someone to be gay.
This was a fishing expedition. After they had now collected the information and so on, they then decided to charge them yesterday. Between Tuesday and yesterday, they were going through the computers and the information that they had gathered.
Milton Park police on Tuesday raided the girls' offices with the intention of arresting all workers in an effort to recover the so-called material promoting homosexuality. The police seized computers and related material at the girls' offices and told the workers that they will not rest until the organization is shut down. Attorneys say they are still waiting for the state to press charges against the organization. Executive Director Abel Chikomo of the Zimbabwe NGO Forum was last month summoned for questioning by police. Chikomo was accused of operating an illegal organization since it is not registered under the Private Voluntary Organization Act. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Mavis Kama.